Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to follow the epistle lessons this summer, so expect the messages to be based on those epistle lessons. By the way, Merv is leading a class. I mentioned that before. Just some great stuff there that he's sharing in those Bible studies. So if you really want to dig in, come a little bit earlier and then, you know, get the truth from Merv and then Pastor messes it up. I don't know, but we work off each other, so it's really great to have that opportunity here at Peace to dig into God's Word. And that's something I'm going to touch on here in this message here this morning. Dear friends, I really enjoy looking at kaleidoscopes. I don't know how many of you have kaleidoscopes. How many people have a kaleidoscope here in the congregation? Okay, a few people, more than I thought. We've got one in our house. They're really clever items, aren't they? They usually consist, a kaleidoscope is inside a tube of some sort with some mirrors inside. Those mirrors are tilted in some way. And the way they're tilted, as they're tilted, they get the reflection of what's at the end of that tube. And that's what you see through, you know what I'm talking about, Claire, your kaleidoscope. Claire's the one with the kaleidoscope in our house. And sometimes people will put color in those kaleidoscopes to make it really stand out and be a little bit more bright. But when you look into them, isn't there like a wow factor? There's like, whoa, that's beautiful. Those mirrors are tilted, and they're tilted in such a way that they're repeated reflections is what the way the science works. And those reflections are all symmetric. So when you see the kaleidoscope, it's just fantastic. We could put a picture up here, and it'd bring you right up. For those of you who don't have a kaleidoscope, I hope you've looked through one before. If not, I'll bring Claire's next week. Can we remember that? We'll bring the kaleidoscope next week. Yeah? You'll share? Okay. But here's the most dynamic and important part of a kaleidoscope. You can turn it, and you get a whole new perspective. It's really cool. The mirrors kind of move, and maybe the color changes, and you turn it, and wow, everything changes. And what's really cool about that is when you get bored with that, you can just shift it again. And the kaleidoscope gives a whole new picture that's really exciting and gives more wows. Now, the reality of it is the kaleidoscope, inside that kaleidoscope, nothing changes. It's not as if the mirrors become something else and the color goes away inside. The content is all the same. What's really important is you have to turn the kaleidoscope to get a different view and a different picture. And it gives the emotions of like watching the fireworks on 4th of July. It's just beautiful, and you can just change it with just this little turn. Now, I share that as I start my sermon because I want to talk about how you read the Bible. Reading the Bible, maybe you haven't thought of it this way. It's maybe something that I've been chewing on. Reading the Bible is kind of like looking through a kaleidoscope. What do I mean by that? Well, the content doesn't change in the Bible. If I set my Bible down 1 week and then 5 weeks later come back to it, it's not like the words are going to be scrambled around and I'm reading something different. That's not what happens. But you see, the motivation for reading the Bible, that can change. And if our motivation for reading the Bible changes, it gives us a different view of what the words might be saying. So what are some of those motivations for reading the Bible? One motivation would be just to get information. Some people read the Bible just to get some information. There's about 1,100 chapters in the Bible. How long would it, if you read three chapters a day for a year, that would get you through the entire Bible. Some people read the Bible that way, just there's information. And there's a lot of wows that come by reading the Bible for information. But we got to turn it. There can be other motivations for reading the Bible. We can read the Bible to study it. There's a lot to study in the Bible. That's I kind of like that approach. I went to school for a long time to do that. You can take a look at who was the original audience behind the letter, that sort of thing. And what does that word mean right there in the original language? That's studying it. And there are some wows that come from Bible study, whether you're in Bible study or teaching Bible study. That's pretty cool. But here's the thing about the Bible. You can turn it another notch.